Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Today we do the last hadith under the chapter on the prohibition of Muslims cutting off ties for more than 3 days, unless it is due to some bid'ah innovation or explicit act of sin on the part of the person from whom ties have been cut off. So the last hadith, an Abi Hurairah radiyallahu anhu anna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal, لا يحل المؤمن أن يهجر مؤمنا فوق ثلاث فإن مرت به ثلاث فليلقه فليسلم عليه فإن رد عليه السلام فقد اشتركا في الأجر وإن لم يرد عليه فقد باء بالإثم وخرج المسلم من الهجرة رواه أبو داود بإسناد حسن قال أبو داود إذا كانت الهجرة لله تعالى فَلَيْسَ مِنْ هَذَا فِي شَيْءٍ. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, it is not lawful for a believer to cut off ties with another believer for more than 3 days. So the first part of the hadith, it is not permissible, it is not lawful for a mu'min to cut off ties with another mu'min for more than 3 days. Once 3 days have passed, he should meet him and offer salam to him. If he replies to his salam, that person that he has made salam to, if he replies, this is what he's saying, if he replies to his salam, they will share in the reward. Reward of, great reward of, firstly of the salam, and also the great reward of reconciliation. It's a very great reward from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So they will both share in this reward. Why? One made salam, and the other made reply to the salam. As we explained, salam is the first step now to maintaining communication. So now the one person makes salam, he cut off ties with his brother, now he realizes it is not right for me, so he makes salam, that person replies to his salam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying that both of them will share in the reward. Why? Because to make reply to that salam also requires an effort. Somebody that you had a disagreement with, now he's coming to make salam, you can be haughty and you can be proud and you can ignore his salam, but you choose to reply to the salam of that person. So this is appreciated in the sight of Allah Ta'ala. So both parties now will share that reward of that salam. Anyway, and the reward of the reconciliation. So if he replies to his salam, they will share the reward. If he does not reply, now in other words, one party took up the courage and went to make salam. Now this is a common thought that comes in people's mind, that what if I go and make salam to him, but he doesn't reply to my salam? Very often that question comes, that here we are told that we mustn't cut off ties, we must make salam to the brother. But what if he doesn't reply to my salam? Now beautifully Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam already answered that question for us. So that if ever this question does come up, that what if I make salam and he doesn't, then what is the situation? So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam already answered that question for us before the situation even arises. That Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went on to say, if he does not reply, he bears the sin, and the Muslim who offered the salam escapes the sin of cutting ties. So the person that made salam, he escapes the sin. In other words, he did his duty. He's getting rewarded for doing his duty. And the person that didn't reply to the salam, here Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, he bears the sin of cutting off ties, of severing ties, and you did your duty. Ulama explained, he's not just making salam and just running away or escaping from there. What it means is the person genuinely, he maintains ties. In other words, if he sees the person, if the person has to ask him a question, he'll answer. If a person has to invite him for some reason, and he can make it, and he's comfortable going, then he goes. So in other words, he maintains some level of ties with a person. But what is also not expected of any person, he said all the time they become pally-pally and very friendly with a person and they have a disagreement with. Sharia doesn't expect that. What it means, if there must be some type of relationship that is maintained between the two, it's not that that grudge is continuously held lifelong. So if a person's habit or his tabiat is not comfortable with certain people, then there's no harm. So long as when you meet the person meets with a smiling face, he makes salam to the person, and then he moves on and he carries on, or he asks a few words, how are you, how are you keeping? In other words, just general, small, general conversation, and he moves on, then he'll be absolved from the punishment or the sin of severing ties. But it doesn't necessarily mean that you have to become very close to every person. This is not what is required. Because then it will become very difficult. It is difficult to, firstly, for a person to overcome this hurdle. It requires a lot of strength, and Allah Ta'ala give each one the strength. But if ever we have a disagreement, we be the first one to make salam, we overcome it. But it becomes very difficult to become very close to somebody. We are not comfortable to becoming close with. However, a person does not cut off ties. This is the lesson that we are learning from this chapter. The lessons we are learning in this chapter, very great important lesson is, we've got a cooling off period from Sharia. It is 3 days. Thereafter, be the first one to make salam. And then thereafter, if the person replies, then he, both of both parties will get the reward. If that person doesn't make reply to the salam, you have fulfilled your duty, you get reward and you escape from the sin of not making salam, the sin of severing ties. And now that person will be left with the sin. Imam Abu Dawood, Rahmatullah Ali, stated that if cutting of ties was for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala, then none of this applies. How beautiful Imam Nawawi Rahmatullah Ali has brought this as the last line of his chapter. That if it was done for the sake of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, and we explained that a person is involved in bid'at, a person sometimes is openly sinning, a person is doing wrong things. Now the father, for example, he chooses that I'm not going to keep contact with the son because of all these gunas and wrongs. So it was done for what? For the sake of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Then none of this applies. In other words, all these things that where a person will be sinful and a person will be punished and taken to task, all this doesn't apply. Why? Because he's doing it for the sake of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Very, very important part of it is the niyat. What is the niyat? And that's why a person has to constantly check one's niyat. That what is my niyat? Why am I doing it? And if we're not sure, then always check with somebody that will know, so that we will make the right decision. When a person is not feeling well, he's got chest pains, he doesn't know whether it's muscular or whether it's a heart. Intelligent thing for a person to do at that point is to check with a doctor, check with a physician, check with somebody that can tell him that what your condition is. May how often you find people have been having heart pains, but they just brushed it off as chest pains, as muscular pains, and then before they knew it, they had a massive heart attack. So therefore, in Shariat also, these things of the heart, the inside, they're very, very fine, they're very intricate. Not everyone understands it and not everyone knows it. So a person is faced with a situation like that, make mashura with somebody that will understand, somebody can explain to him that, listen, this is the situation that you're in, this is the way to navigate yourself out of it, this is what you should be doing, and it will make it very easy for a person thereafter by making mashura with someone. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.